The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "Beware of this. If the master of the house had known the hour when the thief was coming, he would not have let his house be broken into. You also must be prepared, for at an hour you do not expect, the Son of Man will come." Then Peter said, "Lord, is this parable meant for us or for everyone?" And the Lord replied, "Who then is the faithful and prudent steward whom the master will put in charge of his servants to distribute the food allowance at the proper time? Blessed is that servant whom his master on arrival finds doing so. Truly I say to you, he will put him in charge of all his property. But if that servant says to himself, 'My master is delayed in coming,' and begins to beat the men servants and the maid servants, to eat and drink and get drunk, then that servant's master will come on an unexpected day at an unknown hour and will punish the servant severely and assign him a place with the unfaithful. That servant who knew his master's will but did not make preparations nor act in accord with his will shall be beaten severely. And the servant who was ignorant of his master's will but acted in a way deserving of a severe beating shall be beaten only lightly. Much will be required of the person entrusted with much, and still more will be demanded of the person entrusted with more." The Gospel of the Lord. Good. So once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. Okay. All week long, our gospel reading's been telling us about the shortness of life and the importance of being ready for the divine judgment. If you haven't noticed, okay, all week long, and you're going to hear it again on Friday. You know the very best way to be ready for God's coming judgment? The very best way, it's to live in his presence right now. That's the best way. The irresponsible servant says to himself, "My master is delayed in coming." But Jesus Christ is not delayed in coming. He's already arrived. He's in your midst right now. Are you in his midst right now? You see, you've actually been entrusted with very, very much. And you know what the gospel says about those who have been entrusted with very much will be demanded of them. Now, don't give in to the false humility of thinking you haven't been entrusted with very much. You'll hear these people and they'll say, "Oh, I'm not very important. I don't have a position of power or importance, or, you know, I don't have a whole lot of money, or I don't have any important job." Don't give in to that false humility. Few people in history have been entrusted with as much as you have. You've been entrusted with a tremendous amount materially, and you've been entrusted with an infinite amount spiritually. Few people have been entrusted with as much as you have. You ever considered that every person who knows you depends on you and your response to God's grace to help them in their response to God's grace? Every person you know. Don't think that's just the job of the priest or the bishop or the pope. Don't kick the can down the road like that. It's your job too, and everyone you know looks to you. And more than that, we're living in an age in which the whole world, for the most part, has stopped believing. Now, you might be able to argue that the faith was never really there to begin with. It was just an institutional relic of a bygone era of faith. But nonetheless, you know, you go to church and you're different. And people look to you. And they say, "What makes you so different?" And they count on you. You've been entrusted with very, very much indeed. You say, I haven't been entrusted with very much. I'm really weak. I never stop sinning. And that might be true. But God never gives up on you. And in his grace, he can turn even your greatest weakness and your most repeated sin into an opportunity to lead you and to lead others through you back to him. You've been entrusted with very, very much indeed. And as we're hearing about death and judgment all week long, also remember this: death is not the end of life. It might sound like a strange statement, but death is not the end of life. Like we say in our funeral liturgy, life is changed, not ended. Death is life's most important event. It's our birth into eternity. When you were born into time, you had no control over the circumstances of your birth. But when you're born into eternity, you have all the control in the world. And the very best way to get ready for that is to live in our Lord's presence right now. And let's ask for the prayers of the saints to help us to do just that. St. Anthony, Mary, Claret, pray for us.